before the hour of 10 o'clock, and I am joined by a couple of lovely ladies with me this morning. We have with us Sharon Bradley. How are you this morning, Sharon? Well, let me turn your mic on. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good. Thank you.
It works way better morning. If I turn it on. So it is beautiful, that's for sure. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Diane Brower with us as well. How are you, Diane?
I am good. I haven't been here for a while.
It's been a minute.
I know.
It's been a minute since we've had the opportunity to visit. So we're going to talk about the 4th annual Evergreen Cemetery Walk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't believe that it's 4 years already.
I know. We can't either. It seems like the time goes fast and when you're having fun, right?
We are having fun.
It zips right by. And you came in, so, you know, we sat down and we kind of, before we got started here, we asked you a couple questions about the walk, and you guys just kind of went right into it on how you find the people to get all of the information together. So I want to talk about that a little bit if we can. But first, if you would, Sharon or Diana, if you would tell me the information, let's cover the information, when it is, where it is, how I can get my tickets, and then we're going to dive into some of those particulars that we were talking about.
Okay.
Sharon, yes.
Well, it's going to be held June 26th. Of this year. It's on a Friday. And we started this because we really didn't have anything on Friday for Junction Days, and it's really been we have a good turnout on Friday. Usually people that come back to Red Oak for Junction Days, they're excited to do something that tells about the history of Red Oak.
Yeah.
So that's why we started. But it starts at 9:30 in the morning at the cemetery, and you can park on 8th Street. We've got permission from the city or at the high school. And we have rides that people that aren't able to walk up the hill. We have guides that we break into groups and take to each of the six sites.
Seven sites.
Seven. Well, that's with the tomb of the
yeah. You're right.
Yes.
And then we start at 9:30, and we usually finish between 11:30 and noon.
Okay.
And then it's followed by a luncheon at the gazebo that this year will be provided by the Elks Club.
Oh, thank you to the Elks.
Yes.
Yes, we thank the Elks.
So where do I get the tickets? Are $15 for adults, $5 for students.
Correct.
Where do I get my tickets?
You can pick every tickets at the chamber office from any Questers member at the cemetery or the Pudgy Pumpkin.
Do you need to purchase those in advance? It probably helps for planning, maybe?
It does. We plan on around about 100 people usually, and we have a lot of walk-ups because we have class reunions that come, and
yeah.
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. No, and I think this year, I've already heard the 50th class reunion is really excited about coming, so this year we're going to try, every year we get a little bit more into how to make this smoother.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that Sharon has come up with is last year was color coding the guides with their shirts and the flags at the stone so nobody got lost. You have a map.
I do have a map, yes.
And it shows you there's a lot of walking in there.
And it's color-coded, too,
by the way. It's color-coded.
See that?
And so you have a flag that you can see way up above a ways. So if you get disconnected from your group, you can find them. But this year we're going to line everybody up. We're kind of hoping everybody kind of comes between 8:45 and 9:30 so we can line everybody up and start them off, and we'll just go clockwise around our cemetery.
Yeah,
we're going to do a lot of walking this year.
That's good. We need to get our steps in.
You really need to be there at 9:30 so we can divide the groups up, because if you come later, 10:30,
you're not going to see them all.
You're not going to see. It takes a while to get all the actors. They have 15 minutes, but there's a lot that go over that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun. But we do have chairs at each site for people that can't stand.
Okay.
So we encourage people to share them, you know, get up and let somebody else have your chair.
Absolutely. Tell me about can we divulge the information, the first actor and then who that they will be portraying? Tell me about those.
Okay, you want me to go start? Okay, mine isn't going to coordinate with what you
got. That's
okay. Oh, you want to do that. Okay, this is what you got. Okay, James Norris, this is his 4th annual.
He's
just part of the
group. An OG, right? I mean, he's original. So.
He is, and he does they all do a wonderful job. He is portraying Lewis B. Nash.
Okay.
And and I a little bit about how we get some of these names sometimes.
Yes. I want to dive into that in just a minute here.
It's interesting. As I'm going through, can I kind of do that?
You bet.
Okay, so last year, after we got done with the cemetery walk, within a month, Jim Hoskinson, who is on the historical,
preservation committee.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had been notified by one of the descendants of Lewis Nash that they would like to know more about their great grandfather and his great grandfather. And so he came to us and said, I have something that you might want to look into. I'm not going to give away some of the stories. But anyway, so that's how we got started on this particular one. And I'll kind of put in a little, you know how history kind of comes down sometimes as not particularly in line with, you know, you tell something to the next generation and the next generation. So we will say before we get started that sometimes things that are written that we get maybe not the same, the right thing. So we always need to remember that.
We find out a lot about our ancestry when it comes to research.
Yeah.
And our questers do the research for these actors, and then the actors portray it in the first person. So.
Can I see that? You have a sheet, Sharon, that, that you were showing
that
me
one
there
of them is done.
With the research that you have.
Sure.
And it is pretty remarkable. You have this, a similar sheet to this on every one of these individuals.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of the actors will do their own, like, okay, the next one is Cece Locke.
Mm-hmm.
And she has researched, and that's the one that
this
you have.
Her. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she has researched Ada Hysham with Hysham House.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tremendous story. It's really, you're going to get some really good stories this year. I'm excited about it. But Cece wrote it, and she's going to act, Ada.
Okay.
She wrote that. And it's really kind of interesting because on that particular one, there's a connection with a lady in Canada that has picked up on that and done 20 years of research on it, and she shared it with
Whoa, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we get some really good connections.
Wow. Well, Cece is a member of our Questers group, and she's also the president and chairman of the Historic Preservation Committee for the city.
Yeah.
So she's done a
very
wonderful job
of
historic research in all of our houses, and she really helped us with this too.
So she loves history, and she's not from here originally either.
So she's doing Ada Hysham.
Uh huh. Correct.
All right.
Okay. Then the next one we've got is James and Jan Norris's son Joy.
Yes.
And he has purchased the Stennett home in Stennett, and so he has researched that home, and already last year we knew that he wanted to do Wayne Stennett. And Wayne Stennett, you know, was one of the originators of Stennett, but he died in Red Oak, and he's buried in the Red Oak Cemetery.
Okay.
So we get to get the story.
So that's Stennett.
Of Stennett.
Stennett.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Stennett.
Okay.
Okay. Now the next one is really interesting. Hendrix Easter is 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
He's from Omaha. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. His grandparents are Ron and Sarah Crisp, and he came to our cemetery walk last year dressed in Civil War uniform.
Wow.
He's a tall young man. He does not look 12.
Okay.
But he started at the age of 10, really getting into the Civil War, and so he told his grandmother last year that he would really like to be in our cemetery walk.
And not only does he depict it in this Henry Moore, is who he will depict as a Civil War veteran.
Yeah.
But he also brings memorabilia
to
show while he's doing the actor.
This is a 12-year-old.
This is a 12-year-old.
Wow.
And he goes to all the Civil War enactments. He's been to the Civil War presentation that they had at the depot. He's very knowledgeable for a 12-year-old.
Very cool.
The person that he has chosen to do, Henry Moore, is one that originally, and there's a story behind this too, but he originally moved here from Fairfield, Iowa. Fairfield, Iowa is the city that has our duplicate courthouse.
Okay.
And we have a lot of people that came to Red Oak from Fairfield, and I always find it exciting
That's
when we
cool.
find another one.
You bet.
And I, while, so I don't forget, the stone that he is going to be in front of, Henry Moore's stone, is not a very big stone, but it's starting to show the mildew and the whatever. Last year, Teresa and, help me.
I don't know who did that.
Mark. Teresa and Mark, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had a brain freeze. Found a cleaning solution that they went out and cleaned all of the stones that we were doing last year.
Oh, wow.
And the more sun they got on them, the better they got bleached out. Well, Brad Baker at the cemetery has started using them to do
clean some of those stones.
Right. And so it's kind of exciting what this is kind of leading to. You know, there's more things. Okay. Then Dr. Benjamin Gilmore, who I want to tell you, Benjamin's real name, full name is Benjamin Franklin Gilmore. Back up to Ada Hysham's husband.
Uh-huh.
His name is Thomas Jefferson Hysham.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's. I have some great grandpas that were.
Really?
Great, back several years.
Okay. I just think that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Benjamin Gilmore is one that came about 2 years ago after Peg Swanson got finished with the cemetery walk. She said, Diane, you need to do Dr. Gilmore.
And Dr. Gilmore was one of our first doctors at the old hospital on Washington.
He started.
And he started that hospital, and next door was his office, which he built a walkway across from the old hospital to his physician's office.
Where and it was still there for quite a while before
a
they tore the building down. He is being played by Greg Brower, who is a person I know.
Yeah, you're well acquainted with him.
Well, kind of. This is his third year. 1 year he opted out, and he was a guide.
Oh, okay.
But he kind of meffed that up for us, so no. So we put him back.
You got to watch him.
We got to put him back.
You got to watch him.
Okay, and then the last one that we're doing is George Woods. And actually, Annette Johnson has written it and is portraying George's daughter,
Ruth Ann Draper,
who was one of our first charter members of Questers. And this one is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be kind of like Kathy Davis did hers last year. We're doing a little bit of both sides of the family and going back because the grave sites are together.
Okay.
And so you're going to get a genealogy going back to pioneer days of the other side of the family. And then we are, because it's the 250th anniversary of our great country, we are going back and redoing the first thing that we did with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Okay.
And that's Drew Stover's.
So there'll be...
Or Dean Stover's, I'm sorry.
There'll be six new locations, individuals, and then you're going to go back to the Tomb
of the... But we will incorporate some of the 250th anniversary of America into and how it affected Red Oak and everything that went along with even erecting the tomb.
It's quite an interesting
story. Because that's really interesting, too.
So we are visiting this morning with Sharon Bradley and with Diane Brower. We're talking, and they're both Questers members, talking about the upcoming Evergreen Cemetery Walk, the fourth annual, by the way. How do you choose, like, Lewis Nash and Ada Hysham and Wayne Stennett and Henry Moore? And how do you make that choice?
Well, we have people that give us ideas on who they would like to see, which we did
a lot of those this
year.
And then we go over, and then we kind of like to have the grave sites within walking distance of each other in one area of the cemetery, which really helps.
But this year we kind of went out of the boundaries.
Well, it's a 250th celebration.
I'd like to point out that this, we thought, well, we'll try it for 1 year. Well, it keeps going and keeps growing. But the main goal is for us to raise money to restore the brick entrances to the cemetery.
So that's what the ticket prices and all
that goes
for.
That's what the ticket price is for, and the free will donation for the luncheon also. So we raised $8,000 to do the first, the entrance where you go to the office. Those four pillars we did last year.
Oh, yes.
And so this year we're doing one that's further south and one of the ones that are really bad and would need to be done. But you have to remember those costs. I think this year it's $7,500 just to do one pillar.
Well, yeah.
So
it's expensive.
We really appreciate any donations that we can get towards this opportunity, you know,
so,
project.
So be generous with any free will donation.
Yes.
Buy your tickets.
That would really help.
And there's no limit. I mean, it's not like you're going to sell out of tickets with this,
no.
right? I mean,
no, no.
You have plenty of room.
You know, if you don't know if you can come or not, just come and get your ticket that day. We'll have a table there. We'll sell selling tickets.
So you arrive at the people, the individuals that you choose to portray through suggestion, through research. There's no real, I mean, after this year, then you'll start looking at next year.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking. And
like I said, with some of these, they started right after.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago. Or
and people come up to us and give us.
Yeah.
Three of these we already had when we started this
year.
Well,
I mean, there are so many and there's so much history there. How do you choose?
There is.
You know?
It's hard.
Yeah.
But we like to have someone that really would be, the community would be interested in and has had an impact on our history.
Yeah. You know, and I would say, too, about you mentioned about the entrance into the Evergreen Cemetery. It is really a remarkable cemetery.
It's beautiful.
It really is. And I know it's important to do stuff like this because if you let those things go, then it becomes a problem. And I know the last few years there's been storm damage and tree damage and all of this.
Terrible.
And this year especially, just a few weeks ago. But, you know, to Brad and all of his staff down there.
I'd like to do a shout out to Brad.
Yeah, they
he does
just
a wonderful
do,
job.
They do so much work,
and it
is pretty remarkable. And I think
and they take
like this,
pride in it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just—it's the most beautiful park in the town.
I just think it's pretty cool, and I like to see stuff like this happen to get to showcase some of that stuff.
So you kind of have an idea. You need to—I know you drive past the high school and the cemetery and just kind of whiz past when you're going, you know, to the highway. But slow down and take time to look at those columns, pillars.
Mm-hmm.
They're slowly. The one that we've chosen this year is the southern entrance, and it's going to fall down if we don't do something.
He's going to do that for us this fall.
Yeah.
So we. Have
I would encourage people to go a walk. Take a walk around the cemetery if you can.
Yeah.
You're going to feel better afterwards.
That's true.
And you're going to think, boy, there are a lot of hills in there. And then you're going to think this is a beautiful place.
It
so.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Tell me a little bit about Questers. Big picture of Questers. What is Questers, Sharon?
Sure.
Well, Questers is a historic preservation international group, and Iowa has the most chapters of any of.
Oh.
And when I lived in Arizona, I was a Quester member there, and when we had a cemetery walk in Sedona with the Questers group up there, I thought when I came back to Red Oak, I thought this would be a great idea to do in Red Oak. So.
Yeah.
The Questers, the focus is on restoration of historic landmarks, and it's a process. We have to apply internationally and statewide to do the project well in advance. So there's a lot of paperwork involved, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a great organization, and we have about 20 members in our group in Red Oak.
Are you seeking more members? Are you full?
Not
or
right
or?
Now. We are pretty full, but we can.
We meet in homes, so
I gotcha.
It kind of
gotcha.
Yeah.
It kind of limits.
But, we're getting older too.
Yeah, new chapters can be formed,
okay.
And so that's can be one of our goals too.
Okay.
I want to share the motto because I told Sharon I was looking at the brochure. I've never really thought about it, but we kind of are great examples of what the motto is. It's fun to search and a joy to find, and we have fun. The other day, we found out something that we didn't really know about, and both of us are looking at each other, and we said, ha, that's what history's all about.
There you go.
Yeah, I think you have to have a real interest in history, and Red Oak is the perfect place
for
it because
it is.
We have so much history here.
And so you said early in our conversation that some of the things that maybe have told to have been true maybe are not true or maybe embellished and maybe...
It, you know, when it's passed down through history, you when you really get into the research and the actual facts, you find that things have been twisted and turned.
Yeah.
And so those are things that we can't quite acknowledge, so we won't put those in our research.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. Well, it's a great event. Obviously, growing in popularity. This is year number four. And again, I want you to tell me, how can I get my tickets, Sharon or Diana? What's the best way for me to do that?
You can go to the cemetery. Brad, not always in his office. You can go to the chamber, downtown,
mm-hmm.
and they're open in the morning from 8:30 to 4:30. Monday through Friday, and you can go to the Pudgy Pumpkin. Or any of the questers, you can call Diane or you can call me or text me if you want tickets to 480-202-9771. If you'd like me to drop tickets off to you, I'd be glad to.
There you go. $15 for adults, $5 for students. There's a lunch provided by the Elks afterward that is free will donation.
Yes.
Be generous. If possible.
And also, Brad told me to mention that the potato salad is Brenda Vera's. So if you earlier.
There you go.
He said that'll really be a kicker. This year we're having pulled pork
okay.
instead of hamburgers.
Okay.
So
pulled pork's always popular.
Different. Yep.
You bet.
Yep.
I think it's a great event, and I would encourage people to get their tickets. This is the Friday before Junction Days, prior to the
Friday morning.
It's part of
the kickoff.
I mean, Junction Days officially starts on Thursday evening, mm-hmm, right? But
right.
it's that Friday morning. So what else are you going to be doing? You just will go do this.
Yeah. Think of it as 6/26/26.
There you go. Absolutely. So
I want to give a thanks out to the hospital because every year they've allowed us to use their people pusher.
Yes.
And that really helps. This year we've lost Butch's people pusher. He sold it. So, yeah.
But I have a new one. Riverbend Heritage Lodge is donating.
See? You told me that.
There we go. We're breaking news right here, Sharon. So, yeah. So there
good.
You go. But show up, enjoy, learn about the history. You'll probably be surprised.
Oh, you'll be very surprised. This year is going to be exciting. Right. I mean, they all are.
Yes.
But this one is full of a couple surprises.
Do you just let your actors' portrayal, just let them do what they want to do, or do you?
Oh, we let them. Well, we have a dress rehearsal at the library on the 9th. And then also I wanted to say, in case it does rain, we've never had a problem, but if it does, we will reenact these at the Christian Church that morning.
All right. Very good. Anything else, Sharon or Diana, that we need to be aware of?
I don't think so, but thank you, Aaron, for letting us.
I think it's a great event, and I think it's important that we remember our history, know more about our history, learn about our history, and also preserve what we have here in Red Oak for sure. So anything else?
No, I was just looking. One thing I do want to mention, which is kind of cool, and I don't know if you're supposed to be doing this, but for the last 2 years, Family Dollar, their employees have purchased the ingredients for our Munster cookies themselves.
Oh, wow.
Because their headquarters in most places don't let them do things like that. So 2 years ago, they just shouted out to their own team, and their team came up with the ingredients.
Well, thank you for that.
And I think that's really exciting.
You bet.
I don't know if they'll be able to do that this year, but I just think that's a big thank you for the last 2 years
you
that
bet.
They've done that. And people donate the water that mm-hmm. we have at the places so you won't get thirsty. And the Elks give us the ice. And there's just a lot of Fairway and Hy-Vee help out, and it's just – Mark Jackson gives us water. It's just a...
It takes
everybody
a lot of people.
It does. It takes a community.
You bet.
And we're a good one.
Very good. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to visit with you. Always enjoy it. And I hope that you sell more tickets than you ever thought possible.
We hope so, too.
Make it a great day. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Rado.